black and teddy, very small. Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little thread.
One of the few Who songs written by John Entwistle, who also provides the Boris the Spider part of the song. John Entwistle died on this day in 2002, one day before the first show of the Who's 2002 tour. Age of 57 in his hotel room at the Hard Rock, you know, rock and roll lifestyle. Entwistle had gone to bed that night with a stripper. She woke up at 10 a.m. to find Entwistle cold and unresponsive. Medical examiner said death due to heart attack induced by an undetermined amount of cocaine. John Entwistle, the bassist from The Who, died on this day 17 years ago. Man, at the age of 57 years old, we heard Boris the Spider. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Time to head to the movies with Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thank you. Looking forward to a holiday weekend. More big movies on the way. What do you want to see?
Well, I have to start with some bad news. I don't mean to hurt your box office, and I don't think I will based on other people's opinions and reviews, but I saw Toy Story 4 this past weekend with the kids. I didn't love it, Ron. I didn't love it.
Oh, Steve, where is your heart?
I like 1, I like 2, I like 3. And I don't want to do any spoilers, but I didn't like the ending, and there's some bad lessons in there, and like Buzz is hardly on screen for a whole bunch of it. It was not my favorite Toy Story film, but others love it. It did 100 million plus, so again, I think it's doing okay.
Yeah, it's doing okay. Although the 120 million, domestic that they got this past weekend, they were disappointed with, and it's sad day when you're disappointed by 120 million and you're the fourth highest animated movie opening ever, right?
But right.
Okay, I'll take that. I don't know that I agree with that. I thought there was some very fun stuff in there. Come on, who doesn't like Forky? Come on.
the gross for Toy Story 4 just makes The Incredibles 2 that much more impressive. That did almost 190 million, right, in the opening weekend. So
yeah.
Quite a bit more than Toy Story 4.
Yeah, that was a record holder at 182 last year, this time of year. And you're right, Incredibles 2 was a better movie than Toy Story 4. I'll give you that by a mile. And you know what? It's I'm looking at some counter programming this weekend that I'm dying to see. This tonight, the first shows of the movie Yesterday. Have you seen the ads for that?
I have. I've been seeing them for months now, actually, because I'm such a music fan. So I do all these music Google searches. So this trailer always pops up for me because it's based on largely based on the music of the Beatles.
Absolutely. And what if, in a world, Scott, where you were the only person that knows the Beatles' music because of some Y2K sort of high concept in this movie, and so you get to play all of those songs and people have never heard them before, and Scott, you're going to become a rock star. That's the storyline in Yesterday, and I just can't wait to see this movie.
I thought I had read something yesterday that they almost had made Tom Cruise a part of it, too, where Tom Cruise did not exist, and so he could be a movie star, too. Redo Top Gun his own way. I don't know. Yesterday is out this weekend. Again, counter-programming for Toy Story 4. You're not taking the kids to see Annabelle Comes Home, I'm guessing.
No, that actually started yesterday and it got a great start. Reviews are pretty good for these kinds of movies. Of course, this part of the Conjuring universe, and it's the third time the devil doll has shown up in a lead role here. And Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson are back this time. Their daughter and the babysitter and sort of this breakfast club of kids gets involved with Annabelle, and they let her loose. And so the horror ensues, Scott, and that's going to be a big one this weekend as well.
Opening next week, is it Tuesday? Tuesday, the 2nd of July, Spider-Man Far From Home. And I think we've discussed before, I am just not up on the superhero universe and all these. I have no idea where this fits in. So where does Spider-Man Far From Home fit in the universe?
Well, good question, and I'm not so sure since, well, this is how many Spider-Mans have we seen since the 50s? But actually, Tom Holland, this is his second time. He did Homecoming a couple years ago. He's been part of the Avengers, Infinity Wars, and Endgame. And really, this is kind of a standalone adventure based on what I'm hearing in the parts of the movie that I've seen. He's actually going off on vacation. He's trying to get MJ, who's played by Zendaya in this movie, to be his girlfriend, and, well, Nick Fury shows up and drags him into this, superhero save the universe sort of scenario here. But so it really is just another adventure, like a new comic book with a new adventure for Spider-Man here. We got Jake Gyllenhaal playing a new character, Mysterio, and a lot more screen time for Sam Jackson in this movie, too. So this is going to be a big one, like you said, starting next week, Tuesday.
And re-releasing this weekend with additional footage, 6 more minutes, Avengers Endgame. That's playing in what, Grand Rapids, Lansing, and Muskegon at Celebration Cinema.
Yeah, exactly. At the end, they threw in some new footage here. They're actually trying to break the Avatar worldwide record by re-releasing, quote-unquote, with more footage here this week. But obviously, this one of the biggest movies of all time, just about to be the number one movie of all time with some extra footage starting today. Tomorrow, sorry.
Yep, and CelebrationCinema.com, you can find out more about the Celebration Woodland. But I also want to point out, it's so cool you guys do this, the sensory showtimes for Toy Story 4 Saturday, the 29th, 10:30 a.m., lights up, sound down, open captioning, welcoming to guests with special needs. That's a pretty neat thing.
Yeah. Not everybody likes the big sound in the dark room, and so we have a little different presentation. Every time there's a kid movie, we try to do this. So Saturday morning is your time, and please come on down, check out Showtime. Well, locations, it's just every Celebration location, you're right.
CelebrationCinema.com, CelebrationCinema.com. It's going to be hot and not a bad time to spend a few hours in an air-conditioned theater this weekend, I would say. Ron, have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Scott. See you the movies.
Ron Van Timmeren, CelebrationCinema.com. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.